From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump will increase sanctions on Iran in the coming hours, news agencies are reporting. But he will stop short of reimposing sanctions intended to push Tehran regime to give up nuclear weapons research. The president was meeting with his national security team on the Iran question late Thursday. The administration must certify whether Iran is complying with the 2015 agreement it signed with the international community to limit its nuclear program by Friday. Earlier today, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said the president still strongly believes this is one of the worst deals of all time.
And one of the single greatest flaws is that its restrictions leave Iran free in the future to openly develop their nuclear program and rapidly achieve a nuclear weapons breakout capability. Obviously, we see big problems with that. The administration is continuing to work with Congress and with our allies to address those flaws.
Reports also say that President Donald Trump used profane language to disparage African nations in a meeting with lawmakers about a proposed bipartisan deal on immigration. That's according to two people briefed on an Oval Office meeting held Thursday. Trump made the remark after Democratic Senator Richard Durbin told Trump that under the proposal, a lottery for visas would be ended. Durbin said that in exchange, people from African countries that have benefited from the lottery would be given other access to visas. People say Trump questioned why the U.S. would want to admit more people from an expletive-deleted countries. They say Trump said the U.S. should allow more immigrants from places